Hey guys, it's Stephanie Michelle, and welcome back to the newest episode of Finding the Funny. This week, I am joined by the very funny KJ Robinson. I'm actually just going to let this episode talk for itself, so with no further ado, hope you enjoy.
Let's get into it.
I like that you're like stretching to prepare for a podcast with a beer.
That's root beer, lady. Don't put me on blast like that, okay? That's not liquor, okay? That's not alcoholic or nothing. That's regular. That's root beer, okay? I'm a good person in the world.
So we'll talk about your jokes later then and bring that all back up into question. All right, let's get it started, though. It's all right. So I'm Stephanie Michelle. This is Finding the Funny, and I'm here with KJ Robinson. So how are you?
What's up? How are you guys doing? I'm cool. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm trying to enjoy this pandemic. The pandemic.
How's enjoying a pandemic when our lives are to be in front of people?
You know what? I've figured out there are way more flavors to Doritos than I knew. I didn't know that they had so many different flavors. Like, did you know that there's a Tapatio Dorito?
I did not. I'm not a huge Tapatio fan. Don't let this skin color tell you anything else other than.
I didn't know. My bad.
No,
sorry.
It's cool. I didn't know that. Actually, I just saw 3D Doritos the other day, and I thought that those were gone. I didn't know those were still a thing.
Yeah, see, it's crazy. You learn the pandemic bring it all out when you quarantine.
There you go.
Just go through Doritos. It's ridiculous. It's gross.
Don't
stay away from them. They're nasty. Just stick to the spicy nacho and the Cool Ranch. Don't do anything else. Okay. Don't do jalapeno cool Doritos. Don't do the guacamole kind.
What?
Don't do the mac and cheese kind. Don't do that. Don't do the ribs and barbecue. Don't do that kind.
I'm learning a lot about Doritos. I wasn't expecting that. I know that Doritos does. Is it Doritos that does it? That do like the flavor competitions and like put things out there?
Yes.
Okay, because I remember seeing
every other year.
Yeah, or it was either them or Lay's, but I remember seeing like a tzatziki sauce one, and I'm like, I'm good. I'm okay. Not like, I like tzatziki sauce, but I'm like, no, I don't want it.
Yeah, that's, who is in their A&R room? Like, who is in their little lab? Like, who is fused in the, let's get this, put that in there, some catnip, some salamander guts.
I've seen salmon flavored chips before.
Salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That sounds terrible.
It does.
Did you have a dude that forced you to do that, or you did that of your own volition?
No, I didn't try any of it. Like, let's be real. I saw them and I said I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'll eat real salmon, all about it. Salmon and chip form? No.
That's just like an apocalypse type of snack right there. That's like some end of the world. Like, you ain't been outside of a hole in 10 years.
You're like, I'm eating salmon chips. Twinkies.
Let's see if it's still the same. It's not, sir.
Oh, no, I'm good.
No, it's gross.
So gross. Mm-hmm. I know. Nah, actually,
you might as well put your foot in that bag.
Yeah, no. My boyfriend just got guacamole chips, and I told him that I was reconsidering him as a person. I'm just...
He might be a serial killer. You need to figure that out immediately.
Those little things. I know. Yeah. Sorry, babe, if you're listening.
Does he turn away while you watch Law & Order SVU?
I don't watch Law & Order SVU anymore. I was in a dark place for a while. I watched a lot of it. I realized it's a lot of the same thing. And I'm good now. I'm good. I'm in a better place because SVU is not part of my life.
So you don't need it anymore.
I'm like, no.
Like, how many terrible situations can Sarah get into?
I know. I love it, though, because really I used to watch it, and then when they would bring people back, and you're like, How are you a repeat? You're a repeat guest on the show. It's about Special Victims Unit. Like,
Right. How special can this person be?
yeah, need to
Come on.
reconsider. Like, the
Aren't you?
repeat offenders, not a good look.
Oh man, yeah, I hated those episodes.
But I
I just
remember,
really watched it for Ice-T.
you know what? He's the main reason I watched it, just because I love him.
Oh, I didn't like him at all. I just thought he was hilarious.
No, I love him.
I
I even
just
when he
thought
does
Ice-T was
roast.
out of place.
Oh no, he completely was out of place. Didn't he like he was like even like his whole pre-story was that he came from like the gangs unit. I don't know why I know so much about SVU is what I'm just realizing.
Taking you on your little SVU
We're
journey right
going
now.
on a
He's like, yeah, I
journey.
remember.
Is
That's
it
my
weird?
shit.
Like you like this is how my brain works, 'cause it's like you say we're going on a journey, but I heard we're going on and in my head like the Little Einsteins kids song popped into like the rest of it. And I need to get out of the house is what I just realized. But you know what? But we're here. We're here now. And I wanted to talk about you and all of the craziness that you inspire. And so wait, how long
Oh
have
my
you been doing
goodness.
comedy now?
Let's see. How long have I been doing comedy? Oh man, too long. Because I started when I was really young. I started when I well, not really young. I started when I was like 18.
Okay.
And I'm like some right now. So, I've been out here maybe like all together maybe like 12, 13 years. But like seriously, if I've only been doing it maybe like 7.
Okay.
Like I didn't really get involved in when I first started. I was like, oh, this is cool, but I'm still gonna get at hoes or whatever. Like I was like, yeah, I'm gonna still play video games and go to the mall. Like I didn't really care about comedy. But
Got it.
then as the years doing it more and more, and then I started taking it seriously.
Okay.
So it's been like 7 years,
I
if
just
that makes
realized that
sense.
we're probably closer in age than I ever realized.
Yeah, probably. Without divulging any information, don't Google me.
No, this is if you're here, you're gonna Google. You're gonna be Googled. I don't know why you say it didn't sound dirty. I said it sounded dirty. I don't know. You're about to get Googled. You're gonna have to deal with it.
Thanks. Put a
Anywho.
glove on first if when you do it. Just that's all I
No,
ask.
no gloves. We're raw
Oh.
Googling.
Oh jeez. You gonna Dini bot me for real? That's bold. That's
Yeah,
terrible. You guys are bad people.
that's why they listen. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
All right. So, where was
like
your
7 years
first?
though.
Okay. Where? So, at 18, where was your first like mic?
Oh, my first time getting up, it was actually in front of my high school.
Oh, okay. How did that go?
It actually went good. It actually went good. It didn't go terribly. I did, it was twice, so I did the tryout because it was my high school talent show.
Okay.
It's my senior year. So it's my senior year talent show. We did the tryouts, and the tryouts, I like killed it. Like everybody's like, "Oh my God, it's funny!" And then like our football coach slash science teacher slash math teacher, like he's,
As one
I forgot
does.
what his name. What was his name? Mr. Pool. Mr. Pool. He was like everything. Like
Shout out,
he was
Mr. Pool.
security, football coach. I think he cleaned the bathrooms on
Of
Tuesday.
course.
Like he just did everything.
Yeah.
He was a goofball, but he was one of the judges. He was like, "Yeah, you're gonna be in the thing." So then I do the talent show. I did a great set, like it went over well, but I ended up losing.
Oh.
Yeah, I lost because I said the N-word three
Oh.
times.
So wait, if you had only said it once, would you have not been disqualified?
You know, I think they would have let it slide,
Okay.
but I was getting too comfortable, and
It
the girl that
happens.
I wanted to take the prom, she was in the front row. So
Oh.
I was just looking at her like N word, baby. Ooh. And
So wait, who did you
they
lose
didn't like
to?
that.
Do you remember what type of act it was that won?
Oh, trust me, I remember that.
Oh, okay.
I
Who
remember that
won?
shit. Like the NBA player remember the draft. Yeah, I lost to a breakdancing crew actually.
Oh. Oh, my heart
I
just
lost to
hurt a
three
little
dudes
bit.
breakdancing.
Were they at least good
Yeah.
breakdancers, or was
No,
it
they wasn't
like...
that good. No, they wasn't that good. Yeah, if you listening to this breakdancing crew, yeah, y'all suck. Fuck all y'all. Nah, I'm bullshit. Nah, one of them did a backflip off the wall, so that's how they won. I was like, oh, he gonna do this cheap shit. I could do that.
You should have just, while you were saying the N-word, do a kick black flip off the wall and you would have been golden.
I should have did a kick black flip. Yeah, I should have did the black a kick black flip,
Don't
and
know what that is.
they'd have been like, "Oh shit, he really black. He's saying the N-word and he doing black flips. What?" Then like all the white people would have been like, "Nigga, oh, sorry."
Explicit button's for.
So yeah, I lost to a breakdancing crew, and I actually remember all three of those dudes. I forget their names, but I remember all three of
That's
Yeah,
awesome.
they're all in jail now, so
Oh,
it's cool.
yeah, they went
Yeah,
down
I
in.
won in the end.
There you go. Looking back, you
Nah,
won the
I'm
contest of
playing.
life-ish.
Know, you check somebody Facebook 10 years later, you're like,
Yeah.
oh, all right, yeah, he don't have any feet anymore. Cool, I won that argument in the 11th grade when we was talking about cars or whatever. Yeah, I'm petty. I'm an Aries. I'm petty.
Oh, do you subscribe to the Zodiac? Now I need to know these things.
I'm just giving myself away. No, actually, I don't know anything about being an Aries except for that I'm petty, and that's only because women tell me that. That's it. That's all
Okay.
I know is what girls have told me.
See, I feel like I'm not a good girl because I know that I'm a Taurus. But I don't know what my kids are. I have no idea what they are. I know their
Yeah, you know
birthdays.
how you.
I know their birthdays.
Oh.
I know the food they like. I feel like I'm a good mom, but I can't tell you. Wait, no. My daughter told me she's an Aries because my brother told her. That's all I
That's
know.
pretty much how I found out.
Yeah.
That's how it worked for me. That's
Yeah.
terrible. You are, yeah, you lose. You messing up in the girl category. You're
I
supposed to be giving
know.
them all kind of dreams and stuff. You're supposed to be like, girl, it's the 13th. Okay, so that means
Yeah.
you are Aries. You're supposed to be, you so fierce. You so gallant. Like, you're supposed to have all of that down.
No, I've had guys that have during dates been like, "Hey, so you're a Taurus and I'm a this and that's how we get along." And I'm like, "Oh, we're not going to get along anymore. This date's over."
You're like, not anymore, sir. You ruined it.
Was like, "And it was
It's
fun
not
while it
my
lasted."
thing.
So
Oh yeah,
why?
that's been my whole life. It's just girls like, oh, you an Aries for real? That's cute. So you just like, you so invigorated, okay? You really care about people, huh? And I'm like,
Sure.
nah. Not,
You're like,
I
is it
guess.
good? Is it good? I'll take it. Is it bad?
Right,
No, none
like.
of that's all wrong.
Like, does this help me get naked later?
You know,
Okay.
I love it though when somebody and you're like, "Oh, I don't believe in that." I'm like, "Oh, that's such a Taurus thing to say." And I was like, "You're a dick."
I had a friend that had like a really good Zodiac joke back in the day. It was about like he would be in court or something like that. He'd be going to jail, and he was like, "Yeah," he was like, "I hate that Zodiac shit because you can't use that in like a court, a criminal case. You know, you can't be like up for murder, and you be like, yeah, Your Honor, I'm a Scorpio, so had to kill dude. Like you can't, you know, I can't do the whole, I can't do the joke verbatim, cause the comic I know he could kick my ass, so
There you
and I see
go.
him sometimes, so yeah.
Things like that. So
Yeah,
now we
so you know
know.
I ain't saying right on purpose.
There you go. But we now know that you started at 18 and that was 12, 13-ish years ago and that you're an Aries. So we're just laying things out. We're getting it all out there. It's fine.
It's gonna take a while. I talk too much. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. It's much better than the ones that are like, "I'm not going to say anything." And then I'm like, "I'm trying to pull shit and we're not going
All right.
anywhere." And it's no fun. It's no fun
Oh,
for
yeah.
anybody.
The teeth pulling. Yeah, you
Oh,
don't
yeah.
want that.
No, it's never fun. So what made you want to do comedy? In your high school talent show, even like to go all the way back.
My dad, actually, my pops.
Okay.
My father, yes, my the creator of me,
Okay.
the male side. No, my dad, he's a crazy dude, man. My
Okay.
pops is funny as hell, and he was like, I don't know, we was hanging out like the weekend before the weekend before the tryouts for the talent show, and I was thinking about doing it, but I was just like, nah, whatever. And then I was hanging out with my dad like one weekend, and we were just talking shit, and then the next day I was over at my cousin's them house, and then a whole bunch of funny stuff happened over there, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna listen to Pop and just do it. He's like, yeah, do it, man, you're gonna be good, do it, player. That's how my pops talk. He talk exactly like that. Yeah, you good now. He talk like he sell crack in like 89. Like he talk like that. He wanted to, oh, he like an old school like play a cool dude. Like, oh yeah, so you gonna be good, son. Don't even worry about it. He got that type of swag. So that's what he was telling me my senior year, and I ended up trying out and just making a whole bunch of jokes about him and my brothers and my family, and yeah, and then I became popular for 2 3 months. Cause I graduated, so
And it was astounding.
probably should have did it couple of years earlier.
There you go. But that's awesome. Like, 'cause I know a lot of comics, it's they're not getting inspiration and motivation from their family. So I love that. That's great.
Oh yeah, I learned that out late. I learned that I was like, oh, so nobody like y'all, huh? Okay, I didn't know people hated us. I
Yeah.
thought we were liked around the family. No. Oh, so your mama hate you and your daddy hate you. Okay.
Yeah, like I'm lucky. Like my parents have gone to my shows and stuff like that, and I've had other comics. They're like, "Your parents come and see you?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, my dad's usually the one heckling me. Like, it's fine.
Exactly. That's my pops. My pops is like an asshole heckler though. My pops be like, ah-ha-ha! All right. That's my dad's heckle. That's how he heckled
My
me.
dad told me he was gonna fact check me in a show. And I was like,
That a science teacher?
no, he was like, if I said something that he didn't think was fully accurate, he wanted to make sure the odd, if it made him look bad. But if it made him look good, he was like, we'll let it go if it's okay, if it's alive, if I look good. And I was like, all right, we're gonna bring out the dirty shit that's real then. That's how it's gonna go. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Put your dad under the little bus right quick. Put him under the microscope. Yeah, remember that time you stole my bike? Yeah,
No.
I hope your dad didn't steal a
He
bike.
didn't
My dad
steal.
is just like a goofy, just rude heckler dude. My mom is different. My mom is like tough crowd. Like she won't laugh if it's not funny.
Oh, God.
She'll look at me if I say a joke about my mom. She'll like after the show, she'll tell people, no, that ain't real. Nope, don't
Yes,
even listen
okay.
to, nope, don't listen to him. He dumb.
Yeah,
Like
see,
that's
that's how my
my
dad would do it,
mom
but
is.
my dad would do it during the show.
Oh yeah. See, my mom followed the rules.
No, my dad's a pain in
She
the
just Yeah,
Gosh, I
that's
know.
how it is. But you know what? I noticed that with like mostly like white comics, like they got that whole like depression thing going on. They got that whole like, yeah, no one cares. I'm gonna go shoot my feet later. Like, what? What kind
That is
of
the
how that's
second foot reference
sad,
you've
man.
made, and we're like not even at 20 minutes.
My bad. Sorry.
It's fine. Actually,
I got some brand new socks on,
no,
so.
it's good. Okay, so do you know AJ Nolan?
AJ
Nolan.
Owen. He's No, I don't know.
Okay, so he's a comic out of the IE. But he jokes about having a foot fetish, but he really does. And there was so much of his episode that we were talking about feet. I was like, I hate feet. Yeah.
Oh,
So it's not the first time. Probably won't be the last time. It's
Oh yeah,
fine.
dudes are weird and gross. So yeah, it's definitely not gonna be the last time. We nasty.
I'm aware.
Sorry to me. Hope you. I mean, you know.
I'm aware. You've seen my
You know how
exes.
nasty
You
dudes are.
know.
Yeah, you know how gross dudes are.
Yeah, that was fun.
Seen it? Seen it? It's
Actually,
ridiculous.
when I was getting ready for this episode, one of my another comic called me and was asking me questions really quick, and I was like, "Oh, I'm about to record with KJ," and he's like, "Oh, I don't know him," and I was like, "Oh, he's really funny," I was like, actually, we have a really weird story together where you called my butt nasty on stage.
I did.
You did.
Oh my goodness, I'm so happy I did that. When did I?
You don't
Oh wait,
remember?
let me think. Let me think what show that was. Was that the Nick Pelias, the Nick and Nick show?
Yeah, it was Nick Pelias and Nick Lanny.
I remember
And
that.
Nick Pelias had called me and he's like, "Hey, you're gonna be the referee. Would you wear a ref costume?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then I was like, "Wait, is this a regular ref costume or like a slutty ref costume?" And he's like, "Maybe slutty." And then, but you came up there with a girl and then you got on stage and called my butt nasty. And I said, "The only reason you did it is because you came with a girl and you were trying to save face." And then after you like
Oh,
sent me a message and apologizing for calling my butt nasty.
I had to. I had to. You had the little, yes, I remember the little sexy referee outfit you had on, like
I
it
didn't
was
buy
October 31st.
it.
Oh, you didn't buy that? And Sugar Daddy got it
No, that
for
was
you?
the
No, I'm
Knicks
just
had
messing.
bought it so that I would ref the
Oh,
show.
they bought the ref outfit and gave it to you?
And that was the funny thing.
I love both of
Because this is the best part about it. It's because I was like, fuck you guys, because none of the other refs you've made dress like a slutty ref until me. So you guys suck, but I love you. I love both the Knicks, just so.
you was a great slutty ref, but you had like I think it was something like on the back of it. I
No,
forget
it
why I
like
saved your
cut
ass with
right to my
nasty.
butt cheek. Like, so if I took too deep of a breath, you got to
Yes,
see the
that's
bottom
why
of
I
my
think I
butt.
seen you bend over and whatnot. I was like, oh,
I
okay.
was not
I
bending
said,
over that
okay,
entire day. That
Stephanie
entire
out here nasty.
There was no
Nah,
bending
you picked
over.
something up. No, you picked something up. I saw it.
I
I
was
saw a
doing this, I
little
was doing like the
light-skinned
little
booty.
side squat. I was being like so prim and proper in
Nah,
the
I saw a
worst
little mixed
possible
booty
way.
cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Nope,
sorry.
that was because of Nick Pelias. So Nick Pelias is why my butt has been seen
Oh
on
yeah,
stage.
good looking, Nick.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Yeah, swag. Well, I see you, player. Yeah,
But
little pervert.
yeah. So that's how when somebody was asking me about you, that's what I said. He called my butt nasty on stage.
But I said it in a good way, though.
Yeah.
I didn't say it like I know people watching this gonna be like, "Oh, he rude." It was a good nasty butt reference. Okay, I'm African American. Okay, I put a little swag on it. All right, I didn't say it. I wasn't just up there, "Look at this, you nasty booty!" Ha ha. Like, nah.
No, it was funny. Just the way that whole night was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that
But
was a great show. That was
that
funny.
actually makes me think, okay, because that night I actually remember you went over time because I was like lighting you after being
Oh
like, call
yeah,
my butt nasty and go over time? Really?
that's my thing right now. That's like
Your thing is to go over time?
that's like the KJ signature. I was bombing one time. I was actually a couple times. I like bomb and still go over the time. Motherfuckers be mad. It's like, bro, you ain't even doing good. Why you still up there, bro? Like I flicked the shit. You bombing, cuz. Like, oh my bad. I wanted to end on a good note.
There you go. You just keep going till
Like,
you get that
nah.
laugh. So, okay,
Yeah, nah,
where's
he
your
was like,
worst
nah.
bomb? Do you have like a story of a worst bomb?
My word. Oh, I got like, I don't know. Let me think. I got a couple of bombs that are really bad.
Okay.
I think my worst bomb was like back home in the city. I was in Detroit.
Okay.
Was back home in Detroit, and I did this spot called Mandy's. And it's like one of the like raw spots in the city. It's on a Monday night, and it's like a strip club. It's like an ex strip club that they turned into a regular bar, and they did comedy there on Monday nights.
Okay.
And this old school comedian used to host it. At this time, it was this old school comedian hosting. His name was Popcorn, funny as hell. Detroit legend dude, great dude, funny. But they had the place packed every Monday. It was packed all
Okay.
the time, no matter what, rain, sleet, Christmas, Thanksgiving, yo mama birthday, somebody died, it's still packed at that bitch. It don't matter. And it was just the whole hood in that bitch, all kind of drug dealers and scammers and just the best of the cream of the hood crop.
Okay.
So it was one of those rooms, And one night I was trying to get up. Me and my homeboy went there, and we was like, "Yeah, we trying to get up. We trying to go up. What?" As me and my man Darius Bennett, another funny Detroit comedian.
Okay.
So Popcorn was like, "All right, I'm gonna put y'all up." He like the first dude go up. He's like, "I'm put y'all up next." He put Darius up. Darius go up. He have a great set. He do his thing. He come down, and then he put up another comic. So I'm
Okay.
sitting there waiting, like, okay, I might be next after this person. Then he put up another comic. And I'm like, okay, I might be after, I'm probably gonna be after this dude. Then he put up another comic. I'm like, "Hey man, what happened? I thought I was going up, bro." He was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get you up. I'm gonna try to get you up. We'll see." I'm like, "Oh, I ain't even about to go up now." So I'm sitting in the back, like, fuck it, I'm not going up. Fuck it then. It's whatever. It's cool. My man went up, he did his thing, it's all good. And then people, other comics was going up, they killing it, they ripping, whatever. So then this one comic comes in. I think he like the headliner, the feature act or whatever. He come from Atlanta. He had opened up for Cat Williams or whatnot.
Oh,
I
wow.
forget what this comedian's name is. This is the only time I've ever seen him. I never seen him again after that. But he was super funny. He like ripped the whole room, killed it. Now mind you, at this time, I've probably been doing comedy seriously for like 2 years, 2 or 3
Okay.
years. So I'm not the shit yet. So anywho, so this dude go up there, rip it. He go up there, rip it, kill the stage. And I'm like, "Oh, I guess that's the end of the show." And then Popcorn go up there. He's like, "All right, we're about to bring up one more comedian coming to the stage. This comedian, he been on Def Comedy Jam. He was on Comic View. He been all travel all over the world." I'm looking like, "Oh, who the fuck is this? This is about to be the shit. This dude. This guy just opened for Cat Williams. So who's
Oh
his team calling?" It's like, "Give it up for KJ Robertson." I was like, "Oh, that ain't even my whole name, but all right." This motherfucker brought me up to all of that. I'm not even prepared. I'm like, "Oh, fuck no."
no.
And like all the OG comedians is looking, and it was one of those moments where it's like, "Oh, let's throw him in the fire and see what he made of," type of
Yeah.
situation. So I go up there. And I'm like, "I didn't do no Def Jam, Comic View, none of that shit. I ain't got no type of good jokes like that."
Oh no.
So I go up there, I start my first joke off, the first joke go over, and then I start my second joke, but it's quite like they laugh at the first joke, then they stop, and they just start looking at me, waiting for the next joke. I'm like, "Oh shit." So then I start the second joke, and then all of a sudden, it's somebody arguing in the back. Like, you know, whatever. So I try to say something to him, and then they just start cussing me out. It was like these two girls. It's like, "Shut the fuck up. Your ass ain't even funny. Yada yada." So then I tried talking shit to them. Then this dude in the back, he started, then this other dude in the back started yelling at me. He started heckling me, but he started heckling at me about my outfit.
Oh no.
Now that night I thought I was really fresh. I had on all black. I had on some white shoes,
Okay.
and then I had on the white belt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's a look.
that wasn't a good look
I
that
didn't say it
night.
was a good look. I said it was a look.
Yeah, no, you were right. It was a look. It was a look to get
look.
cussed out about. Cause dude let me, it's like, "Yeah, you whack as hell, bro. And that white belt trash." And I was really proud of that white belt that night. I was like, "Oh, I love it." Like I broke down right then. I was like, "I love this white belt. I thought this belt was cool. Nope, y'all don't fuck with the white belt. Y'all not fucking with the white belt? No." I
Gosh.
started getting heckled, and then they started playing the music. I was like, "Fuck y'all, this is bullshit." So yeah, I got heckled off the stage. Then
Oh
Popcorn
no.
came. But he was like, he tried to do something.
Oh my
Y'all
gosh.
give it up for KJ. Nobody gave it up for me.
Have you ever gone back and performed there again?
Like maybe a couple people. After that, yes, I did actually. But it
Did
was like a
you?
whole new host. It was like a whole new situation.
Okay.
It's a different person hosted it.
Did
But
you
yeah, I did
redeem
go
yourself
back.
in that location, though?
Huh?
Did you redeem yourself?
Never. No, I left town. They ran me out the city.
Now you're here.
And now I'm in California, not wearing a white belt ever
You
again.
go. It's.
No, I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Now things
That was the
know.
the worst, because like everybody was there, like all the Detroit legend
Oh
dudes was
no.
there, like my homeboys was there that was in comedy, like they all saw me super bomb. It's like, so I probably felt like shit for like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
But like I was like, I think I bombed like two other times after that.
Bombing's a part of the job, I think. And I don't think people realize
Oh
that when
yeah,
they
of
do it.
course. Yeah, when you like in the beginning of comedy though, it feel like the end of the world when you do
Oh,
it.
yeah.
Like now, if I bomb now, I'm like, y'all missing out.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like the crowd, like y'all missing out on a great time. Y'all really not enjoying this. This is y'all terrible. Y'all need to figure y'all lives out, cause I'm giving y'all quality right now. So, total different mindset. But back then, I was just like, no. That was my worst one. I bombed in front of like a women's group at a college one time,
Okay.
but I didn't feel that bad about
Okay. Did
that
that one result in, I don't know, 'cause you were saying in the beginning of it it was chasing girls and stuff like that. Did that result in anything favorable or just a bomb and leave?
No, not at all. No. I got a whole bunch of college girls to hate me at that time.
That's good. That's a goal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's just something you could check off the little old bucket list.
There you go. Do you have a favorite show that you can go back and think of and being like, that was like, if I could do that night every night, that'd be amazing.
I used to do a show with my homeboy named Darnell Anderson. He's another comedian from Michigan.
Okay.
And we used to produce a show called the Hashtag Comedy Show.
Okay.
And that was like the most fun that I've had in comedy. So we did a show one time. I think it was a show we did with Dave Mahesh. Like Dave Mahesh came and closed out our show one time.
Oh wow.
And that was like the most fun ever. So it was
Okay.
just like, bro, we got to do this forever. Like we got to just keep doing this no matter what. That was like the pact at the time, but good shit don't last all, forever. So
Got so
it was
sad.
cool. Yeah, my bad. You got me going down memory lane and shit. I'm
Hey, no
getting all
crime.
nostalgic. I
No
gotta go
crime.
call my homeboy now. Like, hey, bro.
You gotta call them up after this and be like, we gotta have a we have a reunion too or something.
Do something, figure it
That's
out. It was a great show, though. It was fun.
awesome. So you produced on top of doing comedy. Have you had any other roles in entertainment?
I actually did a small film.
Oh.
I played a comedian in a small film.
Okay.
Yeah,
Please go on.
so it's like the beginning of the film. It's like the intro part of the film, and
Okay.
like I'm in the background doing my jokes. And the film is called what is it called? Oh my God. It was called, ooh, crap, why can't I think of the movie right now? I'm terrible.
You are terrible.
I'm so terrible.
Gonna have to.
Nicole, I'm sorry. I'm like totally, why can't I think of the name of the movie? Shout out to Nicole Ramirez, Majdali now. But
Oh.
yeah, shout out to her. It was her film. She put me in it. She let me write on it because I had to write my jokes. And yeah, it was, that was like really cool. But I forget, I can't remember. I can't remember them.
I love
Damn.
if I wish this
What
was like
is
a video podcast just because I wish people could see your reaction because you're like all over the place. You're like so distraught right now.
Oh man, I can't, dang, I
You're
can.
gonna have to look it up and send it to me, and then I'll like put it in the description. Like, also acted in this movie.
Definitely, I'm gonna have to go back and look at it. It's on my Instagram somewhere.
Do you want to do more acting, or is comedy the dream?
I've done like a little couple of sketches here and there too, so.
Okay.
I actually used to do improv before I did stand up. Like that was a thing
Okay.
that I was doing
So,
before stand.
all right. So, do you think improv helped you with comedy or not? Or is it like two completely separate beasts?
No, it helped. It definitely helped.
Okay.
It definitely helped. It made me want to do comedy more because I was more like a loner type dude, so I was more on my own. So like with improv, you got a team, you got a squad, you rely on, and y'all, work off each other, feedback, whatever. But in comedy, it's like, nah, I get all the glory for myself. Give me all the,
See.
I need all my kudos. I need everything. I need, oh yes, I'm handsome. Thank you. Oh yes, I'm funny. Thank you. Oh, you like the other joke? Yeah, I thought of that myself. Thank you.
See, I think I'm too much of a control freak. I need the bomb to be all my own fault. And
Definitely.
that's my
Exactly. You
thing.
need that. Like, no, you have no one to thank but myself.
Well, it's like
Yes, I know it was
I want to know
bad.
where the blame goes. I want to know where the thanks go. I want it just to, it's on me at the end of the
That's
day.
good. Yeah, you don't want to have no fist fights with anybody but yourself
Yeah. See,
anyway.
there you go. I'm gonna go cry in my car by myself on the drive home after the show, so it's fine. Nobody's gonna be
It's happening again. I'm depressed. Where are my guacamole
Ugh.
Yeah, like improv is cool. It was fun, but it's just like, it's if something really cool happens, that you still got to spread the joy with everybody. It's like, oh
Absolutely.
yeah, Amanda was a part of it. That was a good way to lean into that joke, Amanda. Good job.
There's a lot of anger going towards Amanda. I don't know if Amanda's a real person or we should be
Oh
concerned.
yeah, sorry. It's a default name. Sorry.
No, it's okay. If Amanda's out there, just out there being like, I don't know what I did to deserve this. It's cool.
Like, I'm innocent, KJY.
So when you write your jokes, how do you write them? Like, do you sit down and like set aside time for the day, or do you just like have a notebook ready to go whenever you have something pop in your head?
Okay. Oh, you working on a comeback or something? Like, you trying to like learn everybody formulas for your own personal game? That's what
No,
it sound like.
no. I'm
Nah,
fascinated. I'm fascinated with how people write and what gets them to keep getting back on stage. So that's how this started, and
Okay, that's
I don't know.
interesting. That's cool.
That's how this.
Yeah, I'm Oh, that's how you got into this. Okay.
Yeah, that's
I
how
was
this
wondering,
started.
I was about to say, what company are you working for? ABC right now? So this is
No.
how they do it, and they think of funny
No.
stuff like this.
Well, it's just funny because I
And
think some
I want my
people,
10%.
there you go. If I get 10%, I'd be happy, but 10% of nothing is still nothing. No, but it's I don't know. It's I find it interesting because you'll see like one-liners and they're like, I set this much time aside and I do this, and like it's just I think it's fascinating, like how comics write and why we do this because it's such a weird life to pick.
Oh yeah, it's a crazy creative space. And I like one-liner comics.
I
I
do too.
like 'cause they're so precise and they're, like they have this script and they like follow it to the letter for the most part. And it's just it's something about doing a joke the right way that makes it funny. 'Cause like, sir, you can say a one-liner joke, and if you say it the wrong way, it's not gonna go over. But if you say it, how this person, how Rodney Dangerfield says it, or how this person says it, it's gonna work. So I've always been interested in those guys.
I do
But
too.
as for me personally,
You.
I'm a weird writer. I write like. I'm a do I'm like a doer. I write my experiences, I write me. So I have to do stuff. I have to be like active. Being active helps me write. It keeps me motivated. I always sit down and like reflect and write stuff too, definitely.
Okay.
But like, just being out and about, hanging out with people, doing shows, living life, that like motivates me to write. More jokes or to expand on old stuff, because you always learn and whatnot. So that's kind of my process. It's weird because I have a frantic brain.
I get it. It's one of the things I love about watching your stand-up is that I feel like the stories you're telling are your stories. Like, there's not like, it's not you taking
Oh,
somebody else's
yeah.
scenario and running with it. And you're always
No.
very genuine on stage, which I appreciate.
I do a lot of compare and contrast,
You do.
like I'll take something I've done and something that I've seen happen or something somebody else has done, and then compare
Yeah.
and be like, oh, I would have did it this way, and then and then try to turn that into a joke, in that type of way. But for the most part, yes, it's all me. I tweak some stuff, I'd have tweaked a couple of things, but just to have my personality come out a little strong,
Oh,
because
yeah.
I'm really chill. Like,
Okay.
anybody that knows me, I'm like a chill dude. But like, and then other people be like, no, KJ loud as hell. And that's like, when it's comedy time, then I turn up. I turn up a lot, but.
Well, I was like, I know you and me have had like calm conversations where we're just like having like a genuine talk about comedy, and I appreciate that. And then I can go see you turn around and just like turn on and go be on stage, and it's but it doesn't feel like it's a forced pull out of anything. It just feels like that's just another side of
Oh,
who you are.
definitely.
And so.
Definitely, yeah, I try to be I just try to be me when I'm up there. I don't try to be anything else. So, like, you will, depending on how I'm feeling or what I'm doing, you will get different sides of me on stage. I've done quiet sets. Like, I was on stage the other night, and it was like a chill set. I was just up there like, yep, we gonna say some funny stuff and have fun. Your hair fucked up, ma'am, but I still love you for coming out with the confidence you got. It's like, and then other times I'm like, oh snap, you remember R&B? Like, remember R&B in the 90s? Like, it just depends. I'm moody.
It works. It's fine. You sent me a couple jokes, and I kind of wanted to go through some of those jokes. And I know that all these jokes, I think you have them up on your Instagram too. So anybody can go, they'll hear them here, but they can go see them on your Instagram as well.
Yes, you can check those on my
So
IG, How to Be KJ.
there you go. And then, so we'll make sure to put all that stuff in there. But the first one I wanted to talk about, which seems super relevant now, is you actually labeled it my old Donald Trump joke.
We all the same, man. We doing our thing. Like Donald Trump fucking up right now. I mean, in my opinion, but whatever. Some may feel otherwise. I feel like Donald Trump just started. I feel like he just got this whole like white civil war going on right now. It's all his fault. It's like a little white civil war Donald Trump done created. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Cause it's real funny. Cause it's like wild science. It's real quiet here, anyway. Somebody in back like, where are you going with this, buddy? That's what he created, man, for real. Like, all my white friends is arguing all the time. Over dumb shit, too. Like, I don't want no cheese on my Jimmy John sub. Like, that's unnecessary argument. It's all Donald Trump's fault. He done created this little white civil war, man. And on one side, because, like, on one side, you got racist white people, right? And then on the other side, you got white people that don't know they're racist. This shit is hilarious. Like, I got six black friends, bitch. You're not supposed to be counting. Why you counting? Not how it works. Oh yeah.
So how,
Yes, it's a.
where did that one come from?
It was. I did that joke right when Donald Trump was getting elected. Like, he was running for office, and he got elected. So it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And it was just one of those things where you just noticed white people was just mad at each other, and it was hilarious. I thought it was the funniest shit ever. I was like, It's like, oh shit, these white people done split a line between they entire, because I just kept hearing white people like, yeah, I had to cuss out my grandma because she was out here talking that racist shit. Fuck all that. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. Yeah, that's cool.
I
So
just
that's where
love
that joke just came from that.
it seems super relevant right now. Yeah. While we're going through it, I was just like, this could have been written this week. That's bad.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of why I brought it back. Like, you know,
Yeah.
that whole hatred for Donald Trump just, just became more relevant. That sparked up again. So I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead, because I actually didn't want to put the joke out because I thought it would be like too late to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about posting it like a year ago. But then, and it was just like, nah, like, people are doing Donald Trump jokes, whatever, yada, yada, yada. But then all of this shit happened, with the whole him losing the election and the
Yeah.
Capitol shit, yada, yada. I was like, you know what? Let's just post it. It's relevant again. Let's do it.
There you go.
So,
So it
people
works.
like it, so.
I know, I've
I
seen
didn't think
that.
people like it.
I was definitely laughing during it because I was like, oh, this feels so real right now. I love the thumbs up.
Appreciate
Of course.
it.
The next joke you sent me was, we're all different, just different, or we're all the same, just different names. I can talk.
I'm like, I walk in, I'm like, where the hell are we? They're like, yeah, man, we in an antique store. I'm like, you mean this pawn shop, motherfucker? Nobody want nothing to hear. This is a Zenith TV. Nobody wants this. $20, that's crackhead prices. Nobody wants this. Why are we doing this? Nah, it was cool, man. But then, like, your black friends get mad at you for hanging out with your white friends. It's terrible. It's bad. Like, they was really mad at me, too. It's like, KJ, man, you losing your blackness. You losing it, brother. I see you got your Gap shit on. Like, you can't lose your blackness. That's not real. But I got scared. So I had to test it out. So one day, I'm walking down the street this way, right? I'm walking this way. And then I see a group of white people, and they walk in this way. And then they see me, and they cross the street, and I was like, yes. I still got some. Yeah.
So,
You got knowledge in your brain.
somewhere in there, it's late. So that one made me laugh, and because the whole joke is like, I mean, you're talking about losing your blackness, dude. I don't
Oh
know.
yeah.
I feel like I'm in such a bubble sometimes because I feel so removed from my own race majority of the time. So I'm like, oh, is that how everybody feels? Like, cool.
Oh, it happens. It happens to everyone at least once or twice in their life.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of those jokes from like just growing up. I went to like a white elementary school. Like when I was
Okay.
in grade school, I went to like a suburban school, so it's like a lot of
Oh.
white kids. And like so I lived I was like so my family is from Detroit, so I'm
Okay.
from Detroit, but my mom and my dad moved out of the city when I was younger. So I was always back and forth. I was one of those kids. I was like back
Okay.
and forth between the hood and the burbs. And so like sometimes my cousins would be like, they would be happy to see me because they know they're like, oh yeah, KJ got money. Let me get $2. Like it was one of those. And then other times it'd be like, oh, you think you cool, huh? Like when you get your hating ass cousins, like, oh, you think you fresh, huh? Okay, yeah, because you got your Gap shit on. You think you cool, huh? No, son, we don't do that around here, son. So that's kind of where that joke came from. And then like hanging out with my white friends, they would just have the same shit, but just call it a different name. So it was a little bit different, a little bit different. You know, they spaghetti was, they called it spaghetti. We called it bugettis. So that's what that was in the hood. It's called bugettis, sir.
Now I
But
know.
in the suburbs, it's spaghetti. Like, don't you mean spaghetti? Like, shut up, Amanda. It's bugettis.
Poor Amanda. Goodness. The last
Yeah,
one,
that's kind of where that joke came from.
and I love it. The last one you
Sorry.
sent is, oh no, you're good, is about tight pants.
Stopped and frisked in weeks. Police don't even mess with me. My pants are so tight. If I use nothing in those pants, just let them go. Can't be anything in there. Just let them go. It's fine. I feel like my pants are so tight that if a cop stopped and frisked me, then he's a pervert. Because it's like it's obvious. There's nothing in these pants, man, except balls and pants. Yes, that's my penis, sir. From the knee up is penis. You can stop frisking me. Yep, even on the other side, that's dick too, yes. Dick on the other side also, yes. It's a lot, whole lot of dick on this side. Obscene amount of penis, yes. She like from the knee? Oh my God. Yes, sir, I'm from that part of Africa, yes. Dig touch both thighs, yes. I think it's East Africa.
I love your spin on a dick joke. I just gotta point that one out. It might be one of my favorite dick jokes, actually.
Oh, for real? Yeah. I felt like I needed a really good dick joke. Like, I was doing a lot of stand-up, and I was like, you know what? I don't have any solid dick jokes. And I really like my penis. Like, my penis is doing good things for me right now. Like, I'm
You
like, I've been getting, like, you know, just, I've seen a lot of movies. It was like one of those times in my life where I was just getting asked out to the movies a lot. I was like, oh shit, I
Oh.
done seen all the Denzel shit. I done seen all the Tom Cruise shit. I just saw two Tyler Perry films. I don't even like Tyler Perry, but it's free though, so.
Oh, so you were getting asked out for your.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those like,
Oh.
oh, thank you, penis. You was getting me these movie tickets and popcorn and celery. I don't know why my penis is cheap. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know
I'm.
why. Like, that's what I'll settle for. Sure, we can do some things, but you gotta take me to a movie.
I know. I mean, you could have asked for a spaghetti dinner now. That's all that's going to be in my head.
Oh,
You're like, I
sorry.
need
Yeah, you
Olive
about to be
Garden
calling
and a
it
movie.
Bugatti. So I just had to like come up with a cool dick joke to thank my penis. At that time, I was
Okay.
in the young KJ days.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, it's that, you know what? It was that, but it was also like a political joke too, because like it was a lot of like a lot of police shit happening at this
Yeah.
time with the like with like you know stopping black dudes and you know black dudes getting killed from police brutality and
Yeah.
all of that. And I think like some New York mayor was like, we're stopping and frisking everybody and yada yada yada. Like, that was like a thing that they were trying to implement in the other states other than just New York.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I kind of added that to the joke as well. Like,
You did.
so I, you know, try to get my little pro black flavor in there, throw a little political swag
Well,
along with the generous penis rhetoric.
I
Yes.
love that you're combining your political leanings and your penis in one joke. But you do, and it's so funny because you're just like, you're a pervert at this point. Like, and it's just, it's It's the way, but the way you deliver it in the clip that you sent had me laughing, because the fact that you're laughing at it, and it just made it was just so much fun to watch. But I was like, you know what? This is a dick joke I can stand behind. I appreciate the political double-sided penis, a penis going down both thighs. Like, it's just
I appreciate that pun too. You can stand behind this dick joke. Yes, appreciate that.
I didn't even realize
Solid.
I said that, and now I regret it so much. So much.
Oh yeah, the real listeners gonna catch it on the first one, and then when they
They're
hear
gonna be
me say
like,
it again, they're
there you
like, "Oh
go.
yeah, KJ knows this."
I'm sorry,
But there's
boyfriend.
something there. But yeah, man, those are like that was a fun show. Those three clips are from a show that I did a while ago, and that was a great show. It was really fun, and those were like three jokes that I had been doing for a while and been working on and been tweaking, because those all three of those jokes have been said like maybe like 10 different ways until I got them like the way that I wanted them to be. So I'm glad you enjoyed those. Hopefully everybody, I hope everyone's enjoying them.
Of course.
But yeah, put a little bit of work into those. So thank you. Thank God. Thank you.
So, do you have a favorite venue, like your venue that is your like one, like your favorite place to go to? Oh, don't know why I'm forgetting how to talk.
You good? You
I'm
all
good.
right?
I'm good.
You solid?
yeah
Okay, just making sure.
I'm
All
like
right.
I'm starting to get hot, but I don't have anything on underneath my hoodie, so I can't take it off.
Oh yeah,
So
you in mommy mode.
I'm like in leggings and a hoodie, like life is golden, but we're in a video chat for people that are listening, and I'm not taking my hoodie off.
Yeah, that's
It
probably
was
not a
piss
good
poor
idea, and
planning
you
on
probably
my
shouldn't do
part. But favorite venue? Do
that.
you have a favorite venue?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. Shout out to my home club, man. Shout out to the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. That's my favorite place to perform. It's always been my favorite place to perform. It's a great room, great staff, great owners. Always great comedians, man. A lot of friends. A lot of friends there. A lot of great comics there. A lot of great comics come through there. And yeah, that's always a great place. It's in a basement, it's low ceilings, the sound is
I
great.
love it.
The fucking chair setup is the best. Like, people are right next to the stage. Like, you can get a high five or kick a motherfucker in the throat. Like, you can do whatever you want. Is you know is beautiful. It's a great spot. And I've always had fun there. Even when I bombed there, like it was always great. It was like, yeah, I bombed, but shit, I'ma be back and give me some popcorn. Like, it
There
was a
you
cool spot.
go. You and
Yeah,
popcorn. We have
so.
to talk about this.
I don't know. It's just, popcorn gives me jollies.
You go.
But
So if you go to
it's a great
KJ's show,
place.
bring him popcorn. He'll be happy.
Bring me pop, please. Bring me popcorn. Don't even worry about pop for a free ticket.
You go.
But yes, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. It's been there. I think it's been there since like the 80s.
And where is
It's
it at?
in Ann Arbor,
Okay.
Michigan.
Oh, okay. That makes sense
So
now that
right
I
next to
think
the
about
yeah. If you ever heard of U of M, the University of Michigan, it's literally like in that campus area, like downtown. It's
Okay.
great.
That's
It's a great
awesome.
spot, great room.
Very cool. It's definitely like one of those places I'm gonna try and maybe get to someday in my life. You know, little things.
If you're ever in Michigan, stop in, say what's up, try to get a spot,
Right.
hang out. I mean, if the world ever comes back to
Yeah.
its senses,
Yeah, and we can start having people next to a stage again.
exactly. So we shall see.
There you go.
Or we just gonna have to be illegal bootleggers of comedy.
Sounds about right. But who do you look up to, or who did you look up to when you were first starting comedy?
Really, my pops.
Okay.
He was like, He was like the funny person that I was just trying to make I was trying to make him laugh and trying to make my like my brothers laugh and my cousins laugh. So mostly my family. Like I always love comedians though. Like as far as like comedians inspiring me, that was it's like so many. It's a lot. It's not just like two or three or a top five or whatever. I mean, everybody got their top five. But just so many, man, you know, from Eddie Murphy to Robert Schimmel and George Lopez and George Carlin, you know,
All
Martin
the
Lawrence, just the whole everybody that's ever been on Def Comedy Jam, like everybody that's been on Comic View, fucking even local guys, like even just people that I were do was doing comedy with, like I was like inspired by them too. They were so funny and great, you know. So just really good people, you know. Like I don't know, y'all might not know any of these people, but they're really great. Like Trevor Smith is hilarious. Josh Adams is funny. Darius Bennett is funny. Jeff Horst, Ricarlo Flanagan, Darnell Anderson, Adam Deggie, like just great people, man. Brett Mercer, Brett Hayden, like fucking just all of those guys, those young guys, young dudes out there, and then people I, you know, came up with doing stand up. All of those guys are hilarious as well, man. Shout out to all of y'all. If I didn't know your name, I still fuck with you. Like don't even trip. Sam Rager, my girl Sammy, out here doing it. Buttheads,
See,
damn, who else, man? It's so many people.
I love that you just have
Oh
like a
shit.
genuine love for comedy and it like comes out. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, man. It's
So.
yes. It's all love. It's great. It's fun. Too much joy from it. I'm gonna probably do it forever. So even if I like quit pursuing comedy, like you know. Like pursuing the extra shit or whatever, I'll probably still just, you know, pop in, do a mic here and there. Like one of them old dudes. Like,
It.
hey, you wanna be funny, boy? Let me tell you how you gonna be funny. You doing all that other shit up there. That ain't even shit. You need to get you some cocaine. So I'm playing.
And the explicit button gets checked. All right, cool. So, actually, on that note, if a new comic came up to you and asked you for advice in comedy, what would you tell them?
Oh man, what about to, it depends on if I saw them perform or not. But I would just tell them to keep getting up, no matter what. Just always get up. You gotta always get on stage. That's how you're gonna get better. And just have fun. I mean, comedy is like one of those things when you're new, you just have to do it. You can't really. At least for me, my opinion is like you just have to do it. You gotta just get up there and do it, and see what you made of, like you know what you can get out of it. And if you're not having fun doing it, then you're in the way. You should just leave. Guess you should stop. So like stop doing it. Just go sit down somewhere. But you know if it's giving you something, you know. After I don't know, after a year, you know it's a couple books you probably should read, but you know you just have to you will learn techniques as you go along, but you have to get up there and work on being you on stage. Don't work on being somebody else. Don't be like, you know, don't be Mike Birbiglia on stage. Don't be David Spade. Don't be Dave Chappelle. You know, be you on stage. And keep working on that, and when you figure that out, you're gonna be the shit, 'cause nobody else can do you.
All right. I love that.
So
All right. I always end on one question, and this is kind of my big one. What is your end game in comedy? Like, what is your definition of success, like, for this world?
oh man, you know what? It's probably changed like so many times. Because at one point I wanted to be like a comedy movie star, and then I was like, oh yeah, I want to be like Eddie Murphy and do all the movies and stuff and be the funny dude in movies. And then it was just like, then it was just like, I want to perform all over the world and yada yada. I don't know, I was kind of like a kid from the magic school bus. Like, I was just dreaming of all kind of wild shit. But now it's like, it's just like just being a real creator, creating a lot of different projects, like I don't know, writing movies. I wanna, create a nice little film, based on some stuff that I've been through, like a little KJ film. Just do sketches and, just being able to have fun and being a creator, pretty much. That's kind of like my end game. But, on a big scale, like, and maybe have like a show on Netflix or something that I've created and is a, a big part of, and, something like that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm a simple guy. I'm regular. Remember, I just need popcorn. Remember, that's
That's
it. I
it.
don't really have a, that's my end game, to have all the
You have the same goal as my 9-year-old, just so you're aware.
popcorn.
It's fine. I have popcorn. I'll send you some popcorn later.
We should be on teams.
There we go.
Should be on teams. Work together, young person. I
No,
sound
she
like a
already wants to be a
politician. Young
comic.
person, young people. But yeah, man, I like to create. If I can, if I could bring back the show that me and my partner did, the hashtag comedy show, that's like one of my goals, is to bring that show back, but bring it back in a big way. And be able
Okay.
to bring that to a like a wide audience. So that would be dope. And
Right.
just, create a lot of cool projects with people.
Well, I love it. I look forward to seeing more things that you create. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
Right.
it. Had a lot of fun.
Of course. Well, thank you. I went down
Yes.
memory lane a little bit there. I know.
Exactly, yeah. I was getting all nostalgic. They
Well,
one of them old dudes on the corner. Like, boy, you don't even know. I was
know.
your age, boy. I had a boy. Shut, get out of here, boy. You don't know where your mom at. Like, I was one of those dudes.
No, definitely good. Need more of it. All right. Well, thank you so much, and bye, guys.
All right, see you guys later. Peace, peace.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with KJ as much as I enjoyed being a part of it. It was an absolute blast, and it just makes me miss comedy more and more and more. Make sure you follow him so when the world opens up, you can go see him live at one of his shows. Also, I want to make sure to thank Day of the Prophet for providing the music. His beats are provided by Curtis King. I'm Stephanie Michelle. This has been Finding the Funny, and I hope you enjoyed.
I told my mama on the phone, it ain't no check to check. No more Honda Civics, baby, time to whip that vet. Lyrics, beats, and the hooks, I'm a triple threat. Glow up on my Jesus peace, now I'm living blessed. Looney Bin, BYE, you know we down to ride. Try to kill me with this mic, suicide. Since I got on man, all I hear is fucking lies. More money, more problems, fucking certified. Doja Cat, throw it back. David blowing back, blowing up on Super Saiyan, but I'm fucking holding back. Never stop until I put my fucking city on the map. 3 a.m. on Ocean Air, put the pedal to the max.
Oh yeah, the real listeners gonna catch it on the first one, and then when they
They're
hear
gonna be
me
like,
say it again, they're
there you
like, "Oh
go.
yeah, KJ knows this."